Fit and Fabulous with Krista and the Morning Rush.
Oh, yes, ladies. Take word, honey, because each and every Friday, Fit and Fabulous is always dedicated to you and the hotties out there, too. You know, we give you guys some love, too, so don't worry about it. But it is true. We have a fabulous woman that is on the show when it comes to your finances, honey. She is a lady boss in this department.
She sure is, and she's sure one of our favorites. We've got Sue Peck from Evolution Financial. Hey, Sue.
Good morning.
Hi, love. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you two this morning?
We are good. Tracy's in her track suit, yep. So she's going to go run and find some money because I keep telling her all morning, I'm like, where's my Christmas present?
Right. That's what I'm doing after the show, Sue. That's right.
Well, we're really excited because with the holidays, especially, I mean, we all need some extra money in our pockets. But, you know, with this pandemic, Sue, we have all been affected in some way. It's just not been entertaining whatsoever. And we wish it would go away. But listen, we have learned a lot and we have lost a lot. So let's talk about today's topic. I'm loving on it. It's all about self-care. So how has 2020 been different for you for self-care?
I've actually done it. So wow. That was a weird thing for me. I remember in 2019, I started the year and I thought, okay, this is the year I'm going to buy the nice facial products, the nice like body lotions. I'm going to take some time. I'm going to work out. And I didn't. And part of the reason why I didn't do that is because you go to Target and you see the like nice stuff and then you see the stuff next to it that's cheaper. Mm-hmm. And you're like, oh, I should probably buy the stuff that's cheaper because they're probably not that different anyway. I'll just go with the cheaper stuff. And this year, when the pandemic started, I'm like, oh, I really don't want to go out. Maybe I should just figure out if I should just order this stuff. And I didn't want to go through Amazon. So let's go directly to the companies that I want to buy from. Well, then I'm just seeing the things that I can actually buy that are going to be good for me. So I actually ended up buying the good lotions and I ended up buying the good stuff for my face. And I ordered an exercise program and I did that. And so it was kind of weird that in all of when the whole world is just kind of falling apart, I'm like, you know what? This is time for me to actually focus on the self-care. And I couldn't believe that I actually did it. But part of it was just giving me the time and space to do it.
I have to say, girlfriend, I am shocked. I'm very, very proud of you because you are a woman, honey, that doesn't typically do that for yourself. So I'm really proud that you did.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You sound great.
Yeah.
Quite a different thing for me. And it felt amazing.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, that's good. So, Sue, how does self-care relate to your finances?
It's one of those things that people look at finances and people look at, you know, saving for things, and it's very stressful, right? But what they need to do is kind of flip that around and go, no, I'm doing this for myself. This is for my benefit. So when you kind of switch it around and say, well, what are the things that I really want to accomplish in life and how can I actually do those? Well, then you start looking at your finances in a different way as supporting you in these goals of I'm going to save for a better future. I'm going to save for a healthier future. I'm going to save and I'm going to figure out how to get an emergency fund and that's going to reduce my stress. I'm going to save and I'm going to plan for that vacation that I've always wanted to take. So when you're looking at your finances, you kind of got to switch that around and say, well, what am I doing this for? What is this a tool for? And then you start seeing it as self-care.
Right. Which is so, so important, especially with what's going on. I mean, COVID's been, what, 8 months? Almost a year.
Almost a year.
Man.
Almost a year. And, you know, we've still got a few more months, but things are gonna get better. There's a light at the end of the tunnel.
There is a light at the end of the tunnel. The light is going to be shined on my hair coming up at 12 today when I put my hair back in my head with my extensions.
No, that's self-care.
That is some self-care.
There you go.
Okay.
But you're, I mean, with the light at the end of the tunnel, that's why you're starting to plan for things like this. That's why you're starting to plan and go, well, when can I go on vacation? And now is the time to start planning that. Even if we can't go on vacation right now, if we start planning for it now, it almost starts feeling like we're almost there.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You start getting excited. You really want to get there, and it improves your mood.
Well, when it comes to being a fabulous financial planner as you are, Sue, how can you help, you know, put more focus on self-care that way?
So one of the things that I can do as a financial planner is I can help you see what's possible for you. I mean, when I meet with people, they talk about what they want to do with their life, and it's often what their neighbor wants to do with their life, right? They haven't taken the time to really think about what they personally want to do. So let's figure out what's possible for you. And then figure out how to do your finances where you can free up your time to do the things that are important to you. And part of that might be, you know, hey, Sue, I need you to manage these finances for me, because even if I like doing that, I like doing this other thing so much more. So I can free up that time. I can take that off your plate and I can take care of that for you while we sit and we figure out what your goals are and how you can get to get them. And it's just such a great feeling to sit with clients and see them finally realize, oh, this is what I want to do. Let's make it happen.
So, Sue, what should someone look for in a financial planner?
You want to look for somebody who communicates well with you. You know, they don't use jargon. They don't try and talk over you. They don't try and make you feel like you can't do it yourself. They explain things. They care. So, and you're also looking for somebody who has the certifications that you're looking for, whether it's a certified financial planner certification or, you know, something else that you might be looking for. You want to see somebody who has the education, but also knows how to talk to you and actually cares about what you want to accomplish in life.
So good. So good. We, again, you're always thebomb.com, Miss Sue, when it comes to, you know, getting our things in together and getting our life put back together, especially when it comes to finances, because it's so, so important. So, Sue, what do people do? How can they get in touch with you?
Yeah, you could reach out to me. You can take a look at my website, evolutionfinplan.com. You can go right in there and schedule yourself right into my calendar there. Otherwise, there's a contact form that you can fill out. My phone number is there too, 608-229-1335. So just give me a call.
Well, we love you.
Yes,
we miss
do.
You with the dance party, girl. Still,
oh, I mean, miss you too.
When is that going to happen again?
No.
We haven't been able to dance with so many people in this studio. You should see Tracy and I. We're like, we just dance with each other. I'd be like, hey, you want a couple skate? She goes, no, Chris, I'm done couple skating with you.
That's right. Gosh, you know?
We turn the lights off. I mean, we turn the studio. I just love it. I would assume, Miss Sue Peck, that you loved to jam back in the day at the roller skating rink.
I did.
See?
I did.
We knew
it. I was a club kid for quite some time, too.
Oh. Of course you were, Sue. Of course you were. Well, Madtown, there you go. When it comes to the best at your financial planning, this is your girl to go to. Again, Sue Peck. She is the founder and president of, again, Financial Evolution Plan and Planner. We so appreciate you.
Thank you so much.
All right. There you have it, Madtown. It's Chris in the Morning Rush with, of course, Fit and Fabulous.